Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us, not only the one who speak, but all those who hear your word. And I pray that you open our eyes, that we can see the wonderful thing that is written in your law, and help us to have the faith to walk in it, and to believe in it, and to seek after you, so that we be truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jacob has done a lot of things, but yet the author of the book of Hebrews, he only mentioned by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. And it is very amazing, you know, Jacob has done a lot of things, and yet he didn't mention it. He just mentioned how he blessed Joseph's son. As we study the scripture, we know that Jacob has 12 sons. Joseph is the 11th son. Joseph wasn't the last one. The last one is Benjamin. And yet, we also know that. Will you please turn to the book of Genesis? Before he died, he not only blessed Joseph 2 sons. In Genesis chapter 48. But in Genesis chapter 49, he also blessed 12 of his sons. 12 of his sons. He didn't mention that. He just mentioned Genesis chapter 48 instead of Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49, he blessed 12 of his sons. And whereas in Genesis 48, he blessed only Joseph. He blessed only Joseph. And when he blessed Joseph's son, that means he blessed Joseph. Brother and sister, our Heavenly Father not only loves you, he wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you until 1,000 generations. And Joseph is, at that time, among the 12 sons, is the best. He's the best. Because he's the best, so the author only mentioned in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. I want you to write that down. In his blessing, he didn't steal any other blessing. He blessed his son because he has faith in God. He know that God blessed Joseph. So that's why, by faith, he blessed Joseph's two sons. You know that last week, we talked about, by faith, Jacob's father, Isaac, blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. But you know that when Isaac blessed Jacob, he didn't know that person is Jacob. He thought it is Esau. But now, Jacob blessed two of his sons. Joseph's son. And then he blessed it by faith. Why don't we turn it to Genesis? Chapter, the ending of that is chapter 47. I read that verse, just right before he died. Chapter 47, verse 28. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the year of his life was 147. That means he entered Egypt at the age of 130. He lived there for 17 years. And then he died at the age of 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thighs and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they were buried. I will do so. I will do as you said," he said. "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshiped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. I want you to write beside that, write Hebrew chapter 11, verse 21. Israel, that means Israel is another name of Jacob. Israel worshiped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. In other words, when he blessed two of his sons of Joseph in Genesis chapter 48, he blessed it by faith. After he said so, he worshiped God, he served God, he trusted in God, and God will deliver. I want you to write that down. Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and God wants his worshiper to worship him in truth and in spirit. So, you know that Jacob is a very cunning man. But the Lord teach him a lesson. He deceived his father, he deceived his elder brother, and the Lord allowed his father-in-law to deceive him 10 times. He deceived people twice, and God disciplined him and allowed his father-in-law to deceive him 10 times. For the next 20 years. And that's the lesson Jacob learned. Ever since then, he realized that God is spirit, his capital letter S, and his worshiper must worship God in spirit, in truth, not by deception, leaning on God. And let's see how he blessed. Genesis chapter 48. Sometimes later is after his son Joseph swore to him that he's going to bury him in his forefather's place in the promised land. Sometimes later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill," so he took his two sons. Manasseh is the elder son, and Ephraim is the younger son. So Joseph took two of his sons along with him. I want you to learn a lesson. One of these days, we all will pass away. When you realize that your parents, your father, pass away, make sure that you not only visit him, you bring your descendant to see your daddy. And your father will bless you. And Joseph knows that. That's why Joseph took Manasseh and Ephraim along with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel rallied his strength. Israel is Jacob, eh? Rallied his strength and set up on the bed. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Jacob means grabbing hold of the heel of his brother. He want the blessing from man. Israel is the one who want the blessing from God. He prayed to God. That's why the name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Okay? So, then Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan. And there he blessed me and said to me, I'm going to make you fruitful and will increase your number. And I will make you a community of people, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you. Now then, your two sons, born to you in Egypt, before I came to you here, will be reckoned as mine. Ephraim and Manasseh. You see how his father mentioned two of his sons? He put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. In verse 1, he took two sons. Manasseh is the firstborn. Ephraim is the secondborn. But yet, when he mentioned the blessing, he put his younger son, Ephraim, ahead of Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are mine. I want to stop here. Well, you say, wow, you know, his father, he want to grab everything. You know, anything good, then he take it. No, listen to me carefully. Joseph wasn't the firstborn. Reuben is the firstborn. Joseph is the 11th son of Jacob. But Jacob said to him, before I come to Egypt, you have two sons already. One is Manasseh, one is Ephraim. But these two sons belongs to me. What he's trying to say is, he say that by faith. Because he know ahead of time that God bless Joseph. And the firstborn right will be given to Joseph. He knows that. And you and I know that Reuben's supposed to be the firstborn, but Reuben lose the firstborn right. Do me a favor, go back to Book of Hebrew, not chapter 11, but chapter 12. Listen to what the author is trying to say. Hebrew chapter 12. Verse 16. See that no one is sexually immoral. Secondly, see that no one is godless like Esau. No one is sexually immoral like who? Like Reuben. Reuben supposed to get the double portion of the blessing because he has sexual immoral sin against his father. And he lost the blessing. And God gave this blessing to Joseph. And Joseph has two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And Jacob said, these two sons belong to me now, and I will bless them. In other words, they will take possession, and they will become one of the 12. Now, I want to stop here. How many sons Jacob has? 12 plus 1. Jacob has 12 sons and one daughter. And then, you and I know that later on, when Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land, and Joshua divided the property into 12 portions and gave it to 12 of his sons. And now, Jacob. If Jacob say, Ephraim and Manasseh become my son, as if Reuben and Simeon is my son, that means the property is going to be divided into 13 portions. But by faith, Jacob know that. Levi will not get the property. because Levi later on to become priest, and Levi will be scattered among all the 12 tribes. In other words, if the 12 tribes has property, then Levi had property. You understand? So he knew that ahead of time. So that's why he worshiped God and leaning not on his own strength, leaning on the word of God. He worshiped God in spirit. He worshiped God in truth. So that's why he said, Israel blessed them. He didn't say Jacob blessed them. Because he know that God will do it. Now go back. Verse 6. Any children born to you after them, after Ephraim and Manasseh, will be yours. In the territory they will inherit, in the territory they inherit, and they will be reckoned under the name of their brother. In other words, 11 of my son will inherit the land, and then you also will inherit the land. Verse 7. I mean, your two sons will inherit the land. Listen to me carefully. If two of his sons inherit the land, Ephraim and Manasseh, that means if all the other 11 sons, minus one, minus Levi, so the 10 sons will inherit 10 portions, and then Ephraim one portion, Manasseh another portion, totally is 12 portions. How would he know? He's a godly man. See to it, if you want to get the blessing, you be godly. You know God's will. He knows God's will. Do you remember that? The book of Genesis hasn't been written yet. Genesis was written by Moses. Moses wasn't born. Right? Moses was the descendant of Levi, right? Right? Levi is the third son. Judah is the fourth son. Joseph is the 11th son. Benjamin is the 12th son, right? Go back. Verse 7. As I was returning from Padan, to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephrathah. So I bury her there beside the road of Ephrathah, and that is Bethlehem. Verse 8. When Israel saw the son of Joseph, he asked, who are these? In other words, he only knows the name of his two grandsons. He didn't even know, he didn't even recognize him because his eye failed, okay? That's why he asked, who are these? Who are these? That means I want you to write beside who are these. You write down 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Paul said that we live not by sight. We live by faith. By faith that means,
turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Paul said that we live by faith, not by sight. And then you write down Hebrew. We live by faith, not by sight. Paul not only lived by faith, not by sight. Now we see that Jacob also lived by faith, not by sight. He looked at two of his two grandsons. He didn't even know who they are, but he knows their name. And then you write down Hebrews 11:21. Genesis chapter 47 verse 31.
Israel worshiped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. He blessed two of his grandsons, not by sight, but by faith. Faith comes from the word of God. And he has the word of God because he is a godly man. He knows. He knows that Ephraim will have a greater blessing than Manasseh. So that in verse 8 is the proof that he didn't even know who they are. When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, who are these? They are the son God has given me here, Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, bring them to me so that I may bless them. Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age. How old is he now? 147. He could hardly see. So Joseph brought his son close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. I want you to learn one thing. Jacob was ill. He's about to die. He wasn't quiet. He blessed his children. That's the lesson that we have to learn. We all have to go this path. Prepare yourself before you die what you're going to say to your children, because that will have impact on your children. But when you bless it, you make sure you bless it not by sight, but by faith. If it's by sight, you should bless Manasseh more than Ephraim. But he blessed it by faith. Now go back. Verse 11, Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see your face again. Why? Why did he say that? Because his son deceived his father, saying that Joseph was dead already, right? But now he sees Joseph. And now God has allowed me not only be able to see Joseph, but see your children too. And that is truly a blessing. I want you to write that down. I don't know whether you received the blessing from the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ that I sent it to all of you. Not very many people replied my email. The blessing that I give it to all of you is in Psalm 128. Verse 1, these are the blessings God gave it to the one who fear the Lord. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his way. Jacob is the candidate. He fear God and he walk in God's way. You will eat the fruit of your labor, blessing and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your son will be like an olive shoot around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fear the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May the Lord bless you from Zion. That means may you get the blessing to enter into the kingdom of God in millennium kingdom. All the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. That means you will enter the millennium kingdom, see that Jesus Christ reigns in Jerusalem. And there's peace, prosperity, and righteousness. May you live to see your children's children. You live a good old age, healthy age, and you can see your son, and you can see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. When the pastor write that blessing, one person, Walter, he say, amen. And I know that guy, he will receive the blessing. The other people don't even know where their blessing comes from. Genesis chapter 48. 11. Israel said to Joseph, I never expect to see your face again. And now God has allowed me to see your children too. Then Joseph removed two of his sons from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right, trust Israel left hand, and Manasseh on his left trust Israel right hand. In other words, Joseph took Ephraim on his right hand and took Manasseh on his left hand and bring two of his sons again in front of his father, Jacob, Israel. His right hand is the left hand of his father. His left hand is the right hand of his father. In other words, Joseph warned his father because his father's eyesight failed already. He wanted to make sure his father going to bless his two of his sons, bless the elder son, Manasseh, and then younger son, Ephraim, in the right order. He's telling his father what to do. Okay? Lo and behold, his father blessed like that. It's not blessing like that. He blessed like that is by faith. If he blessed like that is by sight. You understand? Now go back. I want you to write that down. You know, when the author of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 21, Jacob has done a lot of good things in God's sight, and yet he didn't mention. He didn't mention it in the hall of faith. He only mentioned how he blessed the two of his sons. He didn't mention how he blessed the 12 sons. He mentioned the two sons. That's truly not by sight, it's by faith. By doing so, that pleases God. That pleases God. Brother and sister, make sure before you die, you don't cry, okay? You don't cry. Because you suppose before you die, you're supposed to be ready to see Jesus. Why are you crying? It's a good thing. Why don't you bless your children and the children after you? Okay? And these are the prayer that I pray before I die. I don't know Joy whether Joy will get married or not, but it's not important. But Joy will bring herself in front of me, and I'm going to bless her. You know what I mean? And I want you to learn this lesson. Otherwise, why should we study the book of Hebrews, chapter 11? You understand? You pass on your blessing unto your children by laying hands on them. I found out the Caucasian people, they may not get this kind of blessing. When they're getting older, they don't even visit their parents. They lost all kinds of blessings. Okay? Now go. Go to verse 14. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger, and crossing his arm, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed Joseph and said, now say that, listen to me again. When God bless your children, that means he bless you. If your children don't get the blessing, that means you don't get the blessing. Okay? So the Bible say, Jacob blessed Joseph and said, may the God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked. Every time when you see Abraham, Isaac walk before God, that means follow after God. Seek after God. That means serve God. Okay? That's what it means by walk before God. My father Isaac served God. My grandfather Abraham served God. And how the God of my father blessed them. And now I experience that the same God who blessed me. The God who has been my shepherd all my days, all my life to this day. He acknowledged that. The God is the God of his forefather, Abraham, Isaac, and now God is my God. He experienced that. The angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless this boy. He is not the angel blessing. He is, verse 15, the God of my father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May God bless this boy. You say, Pastor John, how do you know? In Chinese saying, you may not know, but in English saying, he has a hyphen over there. Okay? To make sure that you know. In the book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, the one is honorable, supposed to bless the one, the younger. Angel is a servant of God. Servant has no power to bless us. Only God can bless us. Turn to Hebrews 7:7. So when Melchizedek blessed Abraham, it's the right thing. And without doubt, the lesser person is blessed by the greater. Melchizedek is a great high priest, blessed Abraham. So Melchizedek has a higher honor than Abraham. So that's why Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Now, it's not the angel blessing Joseph's two sons. It's the God of my father blessed his two sons. Now, I don't know if you understand. If God blessed Abraham, blessed Isaac, blessed me, Jacob, now Joseph, this same God bless two of your sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. That is higher blessing. Because Jacob gave the firstborn blessing given to Joseph. Why? Because Joseph has the dream, two dreams, that all his brothers, including the sun and the moon, the father and the mother, will bow down to him. So, when Jacob blessed his children, he blessed based upon the word of God, upon that dream. You don't place upon your imagination. Okay? Now go back. I don't know how do you feel, you know? Genesis chapter 48 was written before Genesis chapter 49, then the 11 of his sons say, wow, you know, I mean, my father blessed, Joseph already. You know what? He go there. Did you go there? Did you go there? You didn't go there. Genesis chapter 49 is Jacob asked them to come here. Brother and sister, you want to get the blessing? You go there. You don't need people to ask you. I want to stop here to tell you one thing. I want to say it in a worldly manner so that you understand. When you buy a lottery, I'm not saying that you buy a lottery, okay? Let's say, assuming that you bought a lottery. And you listen to the radio, or you listen to the TV, and then you see that your number matched that number. You bought that ticket doesn't mean that you can get the prize. You have to claim it. You have to go there to claim it in order to get the blessing. You don't go, you don't get the blessing. Joseph got the blessing. He go there. When he go there, he didn't go there alone. He go there with the intention that my father who blessed me, he going to bless my children after me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay, keep going. Verse 16, may the children, may your two children, may they be called by my name. That means they will be one of the 12 tribes. Okay? May they be called by my name and the name of my father Abraham and Isaac. In other words, how God blessed Abraham later on, transfer that blessing to Isaac, and later on, transfer that blessing not to Esau, but to Jacob, and now transfer that blessing not to another 12 son, but to Joseph's son, Ephraim and Manasseh. That's what he's trying to say. That's why he said, oh, your son belongs to me. That means you get double portion of the blessing. Keep going. And then may they increase greatly upon the earth. Of course, his blessing increased greatly because Jacob remembered that. His son Joseph told him that the dream. All his brothers, the 11 stars, didn't bow down to him. He become king. Of course his children will get the blessing. Verse 17, when Joseph saw his father placing his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased. He's not happy about that. So he took hold of his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's hand to Manasseh's hand. Say, hey, father, you're too old, you know. When you're too old, you don't know what you're doing, you know. Moses, you don't ever challenge your father. You understand? Whatever your father says to you, you better listen, because you heard that from the word of God. You don't ever think he's too old. He has no more hair, you know. He didn't need the hair to talk to you. You understand? Okay, now, mark that down, okay? Verse 18. You know what? If Jacob is the people pleaser, if he tried to please his son, he would say, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, now, let's do this. No, he wasn't people pleaser. After his blessing to two of his grandsons, he worshiped God in spirit and in truth. He not lean on his own understanding, he leaned on the staff. You know when did he ever need the staff? He said to the angel, if you don't bless me, I don't let you go. And the angel touched his thigh over there, right? And ever since then, he stumbled. He walked like that. He leaned on the staff. That means when he leaned on the staff, that means God touched him. Ever since then, he don't lean on his own understanding. He's not living by sight, but he lives by faith. That's how you please God. For it is impossible to please God without faith. Joseph said to his father, no, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. That is what he say is by sight. But his father refused and said, I know. You know what? Circle the word I know. I know, but my father Isaac doesn't know. I know what I'm doing. My father doesn't know what I'm doing. I know. And he mentioned that again. He said, I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people. And he means Manasseh. Manasseh will become a people. Manasseh too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother Ephraim will be greater than Manasseh. And his descendant will become a group of nations. You know what? This kind of blessing is upon who? Upon Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Now this blessing upon Joseph's son. To Ephraim. He blessed them that day and said, in your name will Israel pronounce this blessing. In other words, this kind of blessing is the blessing from God. Because he know that. He do it by faith. So that's why later on, all the people of Israel, when they pronounce blessing, they will say like that. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. They all believe Jacob's blessing is from God. They put what? Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. You understand? He said, I know, you don't know. That's what he's trying to say. When a person do things by faith, he's the one he knows. When he knows, you better listen to him. All those people later on listen to Jacob. So he put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. Verse 21. Then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you and take you back to the land of your father, and to you as one who is over your brother. And I give the rich of the land I took from Amorite with my sword and my bow. Before he died, he gave the double portion of the blessing to Joseph. I want you to turn to the map. I don't know whether you have this Bible. In my Bible, Chinese and English Bible, you see that's the promised land. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. The land was divided into 12 portions. One name you don't see is Levi, because Levi is scattered throughout the whole promised land. Another name you don't see is Joseph, because you see Manasseh on the east, Manasseh on the right. Look at the piece of property, Manasseh, the elder son, earthly blessing, he get a large piece of property, the largest. But where is Ephraim property? It's a smaller portion. Physical blessing on earth doesn't mean anything. The spiritual blessing means everything. And later on, you know that Manasseh children don't even have one to be the king. But Ephraim come out with what? Jeroboam. Jeroboam is the first king of the northern kingdom, Israel. He fight against Solomon. Do you remember that? Jeroboam is from Ephraim. Become king. And the last lesson I want you to learn. When you become king, you become rich, you don't follow God, and I think Jeroboam go to hell. Because he tempted the people of Israel not to worship the true God, but worship idols. I want to stop here. Take a look at the blessing that Jacob gave it to the other son. Genesis chapter 49. Take a look at the firstborn blessing. Reuben, verse 3 and 4. Reuben, you are my firstborn. My might, the first sign of my strength. Excelling in honor, excelling in power. In other words, I want you to write that down. Excelling in honor, excelling in power. You write that down. Hebrew, chapter 12. If he see to it, chapter 12, verse 16, see that no one is sexually immoral. If he take the healing, take the warning, take the instruction, take the word of God, indeed, he will get the firstborn blessing. And verse 4, turbulence as the water, and you will no longer excel. Why? You went up onto your father's bed and onto my couch and defiled. He has sexual intercourse with his father's concubine. Lost the blessing. I want you to write that down, 3 and 4. writer, Hebrew, chapter 12, verse 16. Second, Simeon and Levi, verse 5, our brothers, they saw a weapon of violence. These two fellows have no love, killing the Gentiles. And you know that in the Genesis. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly. For they have killed men in their anger and hamstrung oxen as they please. I want you to circle the word. They don't follow the command of 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. Love one another. And this fellow lost the blessing. Levi don't have the blessing to inherit the land within the, Levi get the blessing scattered throughout the 12 tribes. And Simeon, you know where Simeon's blessing? Here, that's the map. This portion of the land belongs to Judah, and Simeon is inside the Judah blessing. He didn't get his own. He's inside. Okay? Take a look. Verse 7. Cursed be their anger so fierce, and their fury so cruel. I will scatter Simeon and Levi in Jacob, and disperse them in Israel. Lo and behold, we see that fulfillment. Now I go back to the blessing to Joseph. Verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring is even more fruitful. Full branches climb over a wall, tall and high. With bitterness, archers attack him. They shoot at him with hostility. But his bow remains steady. His strong arms stay limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helped you, because of the Almighty who bless you, with blessing of the heavens above, with blessing of the deep that lie below, blessing of the breast and womb. Your father blessing are quicker, I want you to underline. Your father blessing are quicker than the blessing of the ancestor. You see the footnote of the NIV? You say, quicker than the blessing of my progenitor. Is the ancestor. In other words, Isaac blessed Jacob because he has no intention to bless Jacob. He has every intention to bless Esau. But later on he found out he indeed blessed Jacob. So he didn't care. He didn't know what he's doing. But Jacob know what he's doing. Jacob, that's why Jacob said, your father Jacob's blessings are quicker than the blessings of the ancestor, Abraham and Isaac. Greater than the blessing, than the bounty of the age old hill. Let all this rest on the head of Joseph, on the brows of the prince among his brothers. By studying from Genesis all the way to Revelation, I learned one thing. Although the blessing is so much. But later on, Joseph descended, like Ephraim. Only one person claimed that. Because he's a man of understanding, and he's a hardworking man, and Solomon looked at him, and blessed him, and allowed him to be the leader. And later on, he rebelled to become the king. Become the king of the 10 tribes. Out of the 12 tribes. But once he become king, his heart changed. He become a proud man. He lead Israelites into worship idolatry, and not worshiping God. So he lost all these blessings. Not only in, I want you to write that down, not only in not only in 1 Kings, not only in 1 Kings, starting 11, verse 28, now Jeroboam was a man of standing, and when Solomon saw how well the young man did his work, he put him in charge of the whole labor force of the house of Joseph. And later on, he was anointed by the prophet Ahijah, and he became king later on. Once he became king, he led people to worship idols. Brother and sister, once you become rich, you are in a danger zone. You better watch out. You not only lost your wealth, then you can lose your life. Go back. Psalm 48. Verse 9, the men of Ephraim, though armed with bow, turned back on the day of battle. The men of Ephraim did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by the law, refused to live by faith, but to live by sight. Right beside 9 and 10, you write down. You rejected God, you refused to do God's work. Verse 67, Psalm 78, then God rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary like the height, like the earth that he established forever. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pen. From tending the sheep, he brought him to be the shepherd of his people Jacob, of Israel his inheritance. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hand, he led them. Psalm 48 tells us that once you get the blessing, so rich the blessing that God gave it to Joseph, two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. When Manasseh getting so rich, he refused to listen to God's word. You refuse to listen to God's word, God take that blessing away from you and give it to David. Brother and sister, what kind of lesson have you learned? When the Bible say that God bless you, and indeed you truly get the blessing, make sure that you remain humble and fear the Lord. And you will continue to get blessed. And that's why the Bible says, from the fullness of His grace, we can receive one blessing after another. Gospel of John 1:16. In order for you to claim that blessing upon blessing, you have to remain, fear the Lord, and humble yourself, and walk humbly with God Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you help us to understand why the author mentioned the faith of Jacob in his blessing to two of his sons, of son of Joseph. And I pray that you help us to learn. Once we get the blessing, we may not continue to get the blessing unless we fear the Lord, unless we humble ourselves, unless we repent and turn around. Help us to remember that, and help us to continue to seek after you. Continue to remain in the vine so that we can continue to bear fruit. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to write that down in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21, in conclusion, you write down Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. Humility and the fear of the Lord. When you become rich, you have to be humble. You become a proud man, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life forever and ever and ever. May God bless all of you.